Let's be realistic. To want a certain amount of healthy attention from people you're attracted to and to not get that really takes a toll, like, on you and on your confidence. I don't think I'm ugly by any means. But at a certain point, I'm like, okay, well, there's clearly other people do, because no one is interested in me at all.
All right, guys, we got to talk about this interesting story from this Black woman who pretty much is saying that a lot of Black women aren't going on official dates. Okay, they're not getting flowers, they're not being wined and dined. They're not feeling special when it comes to dating.
You know, Black.
Can we finally talk about how a lot of Black girls and women will never have a classic dating experience? They will never have a date planned for them or a bouquet of roses waiting on them. Never. And we all know why, but I just want to know if we're ready to talk about why. Because if we really get into it, it's going to get very dark. And a lot of people, oh, you know, Black women are hypersexual, blah, blah, blah. If selling sex is the only way you can get the attention of your male counterparts, what should you then do? Are we ready to have this conversation? Are we ready? Because I have met plenty of Black women in their 30s who've never been on a real date, who've never received a bouquet of flowers, who've never gotten a gift from the men that they were allegedly dating. Are we ready for this conversation?
Really? Is that what we're doing in 2024? Is that the reality for all of Black women? Because I know a lot of Black women that are either engaged, married, okay, in happy relationships, in happy marriages. The fact that a woman has to over-sexualize herself in order for a man to take her serious, I mean, that doesn't even sound right. Okay, maybe the Ray Ray and Pookie that needs a warm place to stay. Yeah, maybe, just maybe, he might find that impressive. Okay, for the capable men, high productive, high value men, yeah, that's not very impressive at all. Okay, if anything, that's going to get boring over time. There has to be something more there that is compelling for me to want to stick around. 9 out of 10 times, it's going to be, are you fit, feminine, and friendly? Okay, what's the attitude like? Can we cooperate and get along? Okay, these are the things that high productive, high capable men are looking at. Okay, that's number one. Number two, show me your friends. Who are your sphere of influences? Okay, who are the people that you hang around? Okay, you show me 4 single friends, please believe you're going to be the 5th one. The people that you hang around tend to rub off on you, especially for women, where, you know, women tend to be heavily influenced by their friends. Okay, women tend to be in an echo chamber of potential delusion. Okay, I'm just saying. Now, very few women are going to hold other women accountable when they're doing something that's, you know, just completely off. If you want the thing that you're looking for, you're going to have to surround yourself by that thing. For example, if I'm looking to be rich, I'm going to be hanging around rich people, okay? Because the way they think, the way they talk, the way they act, their attributes, their interpersonal skills, things that embody the very thing that I'm looking to obtain and to achieve is going to be the thing that I want to be around, okay? Are these single AF friends, or just women in general, are they hanging around married-minded women? Are they hanging around women that want the thing that they're looking to obtain? What you see a lot of the times is single women hanging around other single women, okay? It's kind of like blind leading blind. There's also self-accountability that you have to look at as well. Okay, what are the things that you can control? Okay, the world owes you nothing, does not owe you understanding whatsoever. The onus is on you as an individual to achieve the life that you want. All right, guys, let's go ahead and check out some of these comments. First commenter says, I'm a part of that 30 plus club. Never been on a classic date. No roses outside of me buying it myself. I'm okay being single forever. Abstinence has been an eye-opener. All right, so next commenter says, the fact that my non-Black friends get approached all the time and I just feel invisible. All right, so next commenter says, our experience in this world is so traumatic. Next commenter says, 32, never had a real date and only got flowers / gifts. All right, so next commenter says, I'm out the game, standing on my relationship with God. All right, so next commenter says, although this is not my reality, I learned the hard way by sharing with my peers and them becoming envious and jealous of my experience. I had no idea some of us were experiencing this. All right, guys, so there you have it. So the next clip is going to be another Black woman sharing her experience when it comes to dating. Take a look.
I just always assumed nobody would ever like me because of my race.
So this creator goes on to say she always assumed nobody would ever like her because of her race. And so she learned to like accept that she wouldn't have a love life or whatever until she got to college, and sort of being pursued by different people like was a very jarring experience for her. And I see a lot of young Black women have this opinion. And I just want to know, where are y'all going to college? Because where I go to school, nobody's checking for me here either. I went to a predominantly white all-girls school from first grade until I graduated. So I obviously nobody was checking for me there. And then I go to college like in the same area. Nobody's checking for me at college either. And I don't think, I wish I could be the person that's like, oh, I don't receive validation from men and it doesn't bother me because I don't need validation from men. Like, I wish I could be that person, but like, let's be realistic. To want a certain amount of healthy attention from people you're attracted to and to not get that really takes a toll like on you and on your confidence. I don't think I'm ugly by any means, but at a certain point I'm like, okay, well, there's clearly other people do, because no one is interested in me at all. I'm 21, almost 22, and to be in my quote unquote prime years, this is not really my prime, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, it is possible that she's in the wrong location. I mean, she did mention that she went to an all-girls school that was predominantly white, and then I guess she transitioned to a co-ed school, but you know, she might be in the wrong location. Okay, a woman that is in California may have different results than a woman that is in Oklahoma. Okay, I'm just saying, she might be in the wrong location in regards to what she's looking for.
To be in your quote unquote prime and to be looking around at your love life and like it's crickets, and for it to have been that way for your entire life, it hurts. Because whether you want it to take a toll on your confidence or not, you sort of start to be like, okay, well, what is it? Am I ugly? Do I smell bad? Is it because I'm Black? I've lived in the same general area my whole life. So I'm like, okay, do I need to like move away? I'm like, what is it? And creepy middle-aged men, I get attention from them all the time. At the gas station, at the grocery store, just trying to mind my business. That's not the attention I'm talking about. I'm talking about, you know, the cute guy in your English class. You know, the guy who you always see at Starbucks when you're getting your afternoon coffee. Those are the guys I'm talking about that I would want attention from that I've never in my life received. When I was in high school, I knew I wasn't going to have a date to prom. I knew that I wasn't going to, you know, get to go on dates and experience this dating in college, in high school, and I figured, okay, like maybe college would be my time. Nope. Even the dating apps are dry for me, y'all. So I just want to say, if you're a young Black girl and you go to college and you still don't experience romantic attention, it's okay. I'm with you.
All right, guys, so there you have it. Yeah, it seems like she's having a difficult time, and you know, shout outs to her for you know, being vulnerable in this video. But the first thing that comes to mind is you got to compete. That's just the reality. Okay, again, the world doesn't owe you understanding. You're going to have to put yourself out there. If you're not receiving the results that you want, you might have to move. You might have to go to a all-Black college or university, right? If you're looking for Black men, you're going to have to go where these guys are. You're going to have to figure out what are the things that they're looking for. What are the things that they like? How can I be the thing that they like so that I can attract what I'm looking for? Okay, I think that is the key takeaway here. But the reality is, again, that's when the conversation falls apart, because a lot of women, number one, don't like rejection. Okay. They don't want to put themselves out there to potentially be rejected. Number two, a lot of women in general feel that they're special. Okay. They feel that, you know, men should be approaching them. They should be coming up to them. They should be asking for their number. They feel that, you know, it's beneath them to approach a man and to put themselves out there more often. Okay. Not just one time, but multiple times to get the results that you want. And, you know, it's just unfortunate because a lot of these modern women in general are not going to put the work in. And I think when you're looking at the climate when it comes to dating, with the whole sprinkle, sprinkle movement and drizzle, drizzle movement, yeah, things are going to get a whole lot worse. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section. Go ahead and provide me some feedback. And until next time.